Army Colonel James Markert places a flag at the tombstone of Christopher Henderson, who was killed in Iraq almost 6 years ago. Henderson's widow, Jennifer, and their daughter have come to the cemetery as they have every year since he died.
Being here with him, it's a closer connection, and it's a way to honor what he did.
The 3rd U.S. Infantry, known as the Old Guard, is a ceremonial unit. It has been placing flags at the graves for about 60 years. Colonel Markert is the commander.
And it's a way of sustaining that promise to our service members that if something should happen to them, we'll make sure that their families and they are taken care of and remembered.
This family is visiting the gravesite of William Beardsley, who also died in Iraq and would have been 32 years old today. His mother, Diana, says they leave messages when they visit.
Especially the kids, filling them in on where they're at in their lives and what's happened over the last year. And we read them here at the gravesite.
It takes 1,300 soldiers about 3 hours to place a flag at each grave, some of which date back to 1864 and the American Civil War. Some of the gravestones indicate that service members fought in multiple wars. This is the first time Sergeant Ricardo Rodriguez has taken part in the Flags In ceremony.
I feel very privileged to be out here and, you know, render our honors to our fallen comrades.
The soldiers carry dozens of flags in their backpacks. They place one about 30 centimeters in front of each headstone, using a shoe to help measure the distance. Sergeant Ann Oganowski is a fifth-generation soldier.
It's a pride and honor. This is the finest thing I believe that you can do honorably as a soldier in this unit.
Specialist Taylor Davis, who has taken part for several years, is awestruck by the size of the cemetery.
The sheer number of men and women that are buried there and the feeling of inspiration is really a very unique feeling.
And for those whose loved ones are buried in Arlington National Cemetery, it gives them a special feeling too. Deborah Block, VOA News, Arlington, Virginia.